Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And I'm Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation center in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, coaching, meditation, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. So today we're going to be talking about doing nothing and letting it be. I personally love the end of the year, as I imagine many of you do. It's an opportunity to review what's happened during the year and to begin to make new goals and commitments to doing something differently in the new year. The holidays are sort of like this reprieve in between to simply celebrate and not think about any of the work of this new year that's coming yet. But the only problem is that what we're reviewing is all the doing, and then what we're planning is more doing. So today we're going to look at where we get the energy for all that doing and cultivate the ability to also simply be. So for now, as we begin to settle in, I want you to start by taking a deep breath. Just do that now. And with your eyes closed, I want you to notice if you can feel how full you are from all that's happening now, but also everything that's happened this year. And as you breathe, notice where the sensations arise in your body. Notice if you feel tension anywhere, a knot in your shoulder or an achy neck or back. Notice if you feel tired or sluggish or overwhelmed. These are all signs that the whole mind-body system is full and that it's really time to begin to let go and empty. When the mind is full, we lose our access to creativity and everything seems like a difficult task or work. And when we're empty, we're open, inspired, creative, and we tend to enjoy life a whole lot more. So when we start to meditate, we quickly discover that we have a very hard time with something that seems like it should be easy, this doing nothing and letting things be. Most of us come to meditation because we're at our wit's end already with all the busyness and the stress of life. Our minds spin constantly on worries and plans. And it's really just a bad habit that we've cultivated over a lifetime, and not a very easy one to stop in its tracks. Meditation is like stepping off that spinning wheel and resting in this peaceful quality of breathing and experiencing just exactly what's happening now. The challenging part, though, is to work at remaining this observer, to just watch and listen to the rise and fall of each breath and feel each body sensation. And to not let the inaction that we experience as boredom or some kind of discomfort that causes us to want to just wander off either mentally or even physically to just get out of there. We source energy from the body to function every day. And we generally use food and exercise to fuel that energy source. But what about our minds? Where does its fuel come from? Filling it with more information might seem like a great way to refuel it, but in fact, it's placing an even greater demand on our mental resources, and eventually we're going to burn out and feel overwhelmed. So meditation can be like a refueling station for the mind. We can think of meditation as this place where you can sit and empty the waste of old thoughts and let go of everything. And then notice the thoughts that are also being poured into the future and just sit and receive the clean energy that's coming from the breath and from the vibrant sensations of life in us and around us. And to let the senses fill and empty with the experience of life as it happens, from sounds to sensations, it's as if it's being filtered through the breath, taking the nutrients it needs to create more energy and then releasing what it doesn't need. The only thing that we use the mind for, really, when we meditate is its natural intelligence. That way we can notice our urge to wander off point and bring ourselves back to the moment. And as we practice this act of being instead of doing, our mind and our body really begin to relax, and our energy source for creativity and new interpretations and new choices for actions all arise naturally. So as we come to the close of another year, we can take a quick inventory of all the ways we've filled over the year. Notice how it makes us feel. And then allow our bodies and our minds to just digest all this stuff during meditation, letting go of the waste products and making room for something new and fresh and unexpected. Pema Chodron always says meditation is like being curious about existence. So as we move towards a new year, we can renew our commitment to curiosity, to letting be and doing nothing more than just taking life as it is. Each experience becomes a teaching moment for something new, an exploration, a filling of energy rather than a drain. So now we're going to move into our practice. I want you to find a nice comfortable position and preferably have your back supported. Let your hands rest in your lap. Don't clasp your fingers because that'll agitate your mind. And let your chin lower just slightly. Your eyes can close or you can gaze at the floor. And begin with three deep cleansing breaths in through the nose. And blow very, very slowly out of the mouth. I already feel myself slowing down. Two more of those. Inhale deeply. Blow slowly. Beginning to surrender to the experience of going in and allowing yourself to be and not do. Last one. And then just let your breath move to the nostrils, noticing the texture and quality of the breath. And this is when we really bring our natural intelligence to the forefront, our observer or witness. It can track the breath by feeling it and also by naming it. We call it labeling. So as you inhale, you say to yourself, inhale silently. And then you do the same with the exhale. And go ahead and repeat this for about a minute. As I continue to talk, you're just labeling your inhale and your exhale and allowing about 25% of your attention to be on me and about 75% of your attention to be on you, your being, feeling, quality. Not only can you label your breath, but you can also feel it, and you're also the one doing it. So it's pretty amazing what you can do when you're just sitting there, how much you can accomplish. Now, if you really have a busy mind today and you're having a hard time settling down, or anytime you do your meditation, you can also try counting your breath. So one practice would be saying inhale one and exhale two and giving each breath a number until you get to 10. And then starting again. So this is a good way to bring yourself into the present anytime, especially when your mind is being crazy, bouncing around like a pinball machine. Good. So now we're going to use that natural intelligence and imagine moving the mind and the breath into the soles of your feet. And you suddenly become aware of your feet. You can feel the weight. You can feel if you have socks on or your skin is exposed to the air, if your feet are on the floor or your ankles are crossed. Really noticing the feet. Maybe you even have shoes on. And then move that awareness and breath up into your ankles. And from there into your shins and your calves. And then up into your knees. Feeling the lower legs wholly and completely and also in parts. And you can see you can move your mind wherever you choose. Then let your awareness move into your thighs. And let your legs be heavy and supporting you. Then moving into your hips, your tailbone and the floor of the pelvis behind your belly button. And see if you can soften from the inside out. Just give yourself permission to let go a little bit. Notice how we have this kind of constant grasping, gripping muscle thing going on in our stomach. See if you can let that go. And then move into your ribs, the sides of your body, up under the arms and the chest and the upper back, really aware of your torso. And feel your spinal cord lengthen inside your body. No big effort, no big movement. It's a letting go, allowing it to take its natural shape without tension. Let your collarbones spread out and your shoulders drop to your elbows. And feel all the sensations in your hands, the aliveness, the vibrancy of your blood flowing, and the temperature of the air on your skin. This is all the awareness you need for meditation. What's happening here and now? Learning to do nothing and just let everything be. Soften your jaw. Let your teeth be parted. Let your eyes roll down, and you can feel the face release as if you were wearing a mask and it just drops away. Notice your hair and your scalp and the back of your ears and your neck. And imagine the crown of the head is being held to the sky by an invisible string. It just lets it rest lightly on the top of the spine. Fully present and aware of your body and letting your body be exactly as it is. If you're uncomfortable, just breathe. Keep exploring. Be curious about it. And when the mind wanders off to thinking, planning, doing, inventory of the past, promises for the future, you step back from all that noise, all that busyness, and you remind yourself, that's just thinking. That's more doing. And right now, I'm being. And you deepen the breath. Label 3 rounds of breath. Lean back in to the moment, to feeling the moment, breathing in the moment. You're going to continue your practice for a little while, and I'll check in with you. Thank you. Notice where your thinking has gone. Where's it taking you? No big deal. The wandering mind is a habit. Deepen the breath. Label the inhales and exhales for a few rounds of breath. And scan through the body again to reacquaint yourself with what's here and now. Nothing for you to do, just to be. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. This is Om at Home, meditation for ordinary people. And today we're learning to just let things be and do nothing. by breathing, feeling, noting sensations, letting thoughts go. Simplify. Just continue your practice. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling and if there's areas of your body that you can let go of, where the tension is accumulated again without even realizing it. Notice your state of mind. Is there something you're holding on to in your thought patterns? And can you let them be? And rest a few more times in the breath, a couple more rounds. Again, feeling the moment, noticing the difference between doing and being, and understanding that it's a practice. And whatever happened today is perfect, just as it is. Bring the breath into the base of your spine and inhale up your back to the roof of the mouth. And exhale down the front of the spine, back to the belly. And do this two more times, inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. This has been Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori wishing you peace along your way today. Thank you for listening.